So it's Thursday, and on Thursdays we speak to the local author of a non-fiction book, and our book today is called At Any Cost, The South African Fraudster Who Took the Tech World for More Than $40 Million. It's by Stephen Timm. Have you ever heard of Iran Eyal? Iran Eyal is an entrepreneur from Durban from an ordinary middle-class background. He moved into the burgeoning tech startup world of Cape Town. He was involved in a series of startups of his own, ostensibly very successful, including Shopin and Springlead. He then moved to New York, where he seemed to have it all, a trendy New York apartment, a jet-set lifestyle. He was able to raise millions for his cryptocurrency startup, but then authorities in New York pounced and he landed up in jail on the infamous Rikers Island. And I read about Iran Eyal's story in VentureBurn in 2018 and was just gobsmacked. And the journalist who wrote about it was Stephen Timm, who has now written this book. And it's an unraveling of a scam that spanned investors across the globe. It revealed that Eyal had built this house of cards involving fictitious products, clients and advisors. The South African entrepreneur was exposed as this audacious fraudster. So, pleasure to welcome to the show today Stephen Timm, journalist and author from Cape Town. He was also the editor of VentureBurn. Stephen, welcome to the show today. This is one of those stories that you just can't let go of, can you?
Yeah. I somehow became kind of obsessed with this whole thing, and I turned into kind of a detective, you know. I just couldn't. I mean, I thought I'd only do like two or three stories and then it would be the end of this endeavor. And then I just kept on. I must have done, I don't know, 20 or 30 stories. And by that time, I thought, you know, I've got a book here. And other people were saying, no, but, you know, who's this guy? It's not really a story. But, you know, I saw a story in the whole thing, because this is a kind of problem that this stake it till you make it kind of syndrome in the tech sector. It's something that you come across all too often nowadays. So I thought, you know, this, what better way than to actually, like, sort of, you've got a South African example here, than to write about it and, you know, find out, how does this thing actually work? How does someone go from, you know, what they think is just kind of telling a few white lies about, you know, the customers or their team or whatever, and then eventually it ends up into complete, like, fiction, and then just telling whose investors are, and that these people weren't investors or clients, and, you know, people are putting in millions for what he's telling them.
Springleap at one stage was renting offices at 44 Stanley in Mill Park in Joburg, but eventually it landed up in the sights of the US authorities. How did that happen?
Iran went over there to New York and sort of 2013, 2014, and I think it's always his ambition to be based in New York. And, you know, there he took investment from everyone in the world, including a few Americans. And those Americans, I think they were based in New York. They actually then, being based there, they could then take him to the New York Attorney General's office when they found out, you know, they found out suddenly. He told them, "Oh, I don't have any money left in the account. It's all been drained." And they were like, "Where's this all gone to?" And then, you know, they eventually found out that. Then they came with these allegations, which were then investigated by the New York Attorney General's office. That, you know, he'd made up a whole lot of things about his company, Springleap, you know, and then the case that actually led to his arrest in 2018, in August 2018, where I picked up on the story at VentureBurn. At that time, he was running another company called Shopin. And lo and behold, same things were happening at Shopin. I mean, he thought he'd got away there. And, you know, he had that case now that, you know, he was trying to get out of there. He was actually on a flight to Singapore when he was arrested, because the authorities thought that he was going to skip the country. And he was going there to raise more money for Shopin.
So
which is probably another fraud, another fictitious kind of, yeah, would have been another.
It really is just a rollicking story of global fraud. And you write in the book about how you went to New York, and you tell the story about how you actually saw Iran Eyal in court and looked at him and spoke to him, and your personal experience of that.
Yeah, I mean, I met him before, but then seeing him there after, you know, he'd been in jail, and, you know, at that time he was actually arrested by the immigration authorities, ICE. He looked so frail and fragile, and, you know, to tell you the truth, I actually felt sorry for the guy. I actually felt, how could someone like this, at that moment when I actually saw him standing in court there, you know, bolted and with cuffs on and everything, I thought, no, this can't be. This guy has to be. There must have been some problem here. Yet he was convicted. And you know, I think that's actually what drew me to continue. You know, like looking more and more into the case until I had a book, because I couldn't, like everyone else, I couldn't believe that such a gentle, charming person could have pulled off this. And that's what.
And I do think that this book
makes you angry and also very sad at the same time.
I do think this book is for people that are fascinated by the sociology and the psychology of people that do these things, but also for people that are interested in ether and blockchain and crypto and some of the more technical stuff too.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, you could run a scam on anything, but it, you know, Bitcoin and ether seems to be the thing that's like trendy to do these days, because no one really understands it and everyone thinks it's where you can make, I mean, the prices are going up hectically. So, you know, that happens to be where the scammers are hanging out these days, and a lot of them.
And there are plenty more if you just look at the MIT example that's happening right now in the news as well. So there's plenty more for you to write about, Stephen. So congratulations on this book, and it really is an interesting read. That's At Any Cost, the South African fraudster who took the tech world for more than $40 million, and that's by journalist Stephen Timm. Stephen, thank you very much for your time today.